All right, let's dive into something pretty fascinating from the spiritual Sikh. They've got this mini personality test all about duality. You know, that whole thing about seeing the world in black and white.
Yeah.
And I gotta admit, their stuff always gets me thinking.
It's really insightful.
So we're gonna unpack this test, see what it reveals about how we see the world and how it impacts our lives, you know, like practically speaking.
I love that, getting into the nitty gritty.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, duality is this ancient idea that's been debated for centuries by philosophers and mystics alike.
Right, right.
And it basically boils down to this question. Are opposing forces like good and evil, light and darkness, really separate? Or are they actually interconnected parts of a larger, more unified whole?
Okay, I'm starting to see where this is going. So how does this test from the spiritual Sikh help us figure this out?
Well, it's designed to shine a light on how much we might be caught up in duality without even realizing it.
It's kind of like, it's funny because I used to think I couldn't be both ambitious at work and relaxed at home. Like those two things couldn't possibly exist together.
The classic either trap.
Yeah. And it created so much unnecessary stress.
Absolutely.
Turns out that was my duality talking.
Exactly. And, you know, the spiritual Sikh reminds us over and over again that transcending that duality is key to experiencing true unity and wholeness.
Okay, so this test, it's not about judging ourselves or labeling ourselves.
Nope, not at all.
It's more like a mirror, just reflecting how duality might be playing out in our own lives.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm ready to see what this mirror has to show me. What's the first statement?
There are six statements in total.
Six statements.
And as we go through them, just notice which ones resonate with you. Yeah. There are no right or wrong answers, just honest reflection.
All right, let's do it. Hit me with statement number one.
All right. Questioning everything is wrong behavior.
Whew. That one's a bit intense. I can relate to that, though. Well, I remember this one time at work. I was afraid to question a project, even though I knew it wasn't going in the right direction.
That's so common.
Yeah, and it ended up causing a lot of problems down the line.
Well, you know, from a psychological perspective, that fear of uncertainty, that need for clear-cut answers, it's pretty human.
Right.
But always needing that cognitive closure can lead to a lot of anxiety.
Yeah, makes sense.
And actually, it can hinder personal growth.
Interesting.
Because you're not allowing yourself to explore different possibilities or challenge your assumptions.
It's like we're afraid to rock the boat.
Exactly.
But doesn't that go against the spiritual Sikh's whole philosophy? I mean, they're all about questioning and digging deeper and challenging those assumptions to find a more profound understanding, right?
Absolutely. Questioning is so essential for growth, for spiritual growth.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about peeling back those layers of conditioning and connecting with something bigger than ourselves.
I like that. Okay, what's the next statement?
All right, statement number two. Life is a constant battle between opposing forces.
Wow, that sounds exhausting.
Right. Just imagine going through life feeling like you're constantly at war.
Yeah, no thank
you. And wouldn't that take a toll on our well-being?
Absolutely. To always be on edge, seeing everything as win or lose,
yeah.
Every challenge, every relationship, just constant struggle.
It's a recipe for stress.
Big time stress.
But the spiritual Sikh, they encourage a totally different perspective.
Okay, I'm all ears.
They see those opposing forces not as separate battles, but as interconnected parts of a harmonious whole.
It's kind of like, I don't know, like the balance of predator and prey in nature.
Yes. Perfect example.
It's not really a battle,
yeah.
But this intricate dance of interdependence.
That's it. Everything's connected. Even the seemingly opposing forces.
Okay. I'm starting to see how duality can warp our perspective.
It's a powerful illusion.
Okay. Give me statement number three.
All right. I believe that happiness and sadness cannot coexist.
Have you ever felt this way? Like you can't be happy if you're also feeling sad.
I think we all have at some point.
Yeah, I know I have.
It's like we think we have to choose one emotion over the other.
Right, like they can't possibly coexist.
And that's where things get tricky.
How so?
Well, psychologically speaking, that kind of emotional rigidity, it's not healthy.
Interesting.
It's like denying ourselves the full spectrum of human experience.
Yeah, we're trying to fit ourselves into these neat little boxes.
Exactly.
But the truth is, life is messy, and we feel all sorts of things at the same time.
Absolutely. And, you know, research actually shows that embracing those mixed emotions,
oh, really?
Like feeling happy and sad at the same time, can actually boost our resilience and emotional intelligence.
Wow, that's fascinating.
It's like we're becoming more comfortable with the full range of human emotions.
Yeah, instead of trying to suppress or deny them.
Exactly. And, you know, the spiritual Sikh often talks about finding the light within the darkness. Embracing the full tapestry of human emotions, both the light and the shadow.
I love that imagery.
And it's often in those seemingly contradictory moments that we find the most profound growth.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, ready for statement number four?
All right. There's always a clear right answer to every question.
Is there really, though?
Good point. Especially not when we're talking about the spiritual Sikh.
Right.
This one really highlights that black and white thinking.
Yeah.
Which, psychologically speaking, can be a major roadblock to growth.
That is so.
It limits problem solving, it stifles creativity, and it keeps us stuck in these rigid patterns.
Makes sense.
It's like we're trying to force the world into these neat little categories.
Yeah, but the world just doesn't work that way.
Right. And the spiritual Sikh would say that clinging to the idea of absolute truths can actually distract us from the real journey, which is the journey of seeking answers.
Oh, I like that. So it's not about finding the answer. It's about the process of seeking.
Exactly. Because it's in the seeking that we grow, that we learn, that we expand.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, let's hear statement number five.
All right. I struggle to accept ambiguity or uncertainty in my life.
Ooh. This one hits close to home. Uncertainty, it makes me want to control every little thing.
I hear you. It's a common struggle.
Yeah.
Ambiguity can be a real comfort zone crusher.
Pretty big time.
But needing to control everything, it just fuels anxiety.
Okay, true.
And from the spiritual Sikh's perspective, it prevents us from really embracing life's natural flow.
Which is all about letting go, right?
Exactly. Letting go of control, surrendering to the unknown, trusting the process.
Easier said than done, though, right?
For sure. But it's a practice.
Yeah.
And the spiritual Sikh reminds us that we don't have to do it all at once.
Okay, that's good to hear.
It's about taking small steps, gradually expanding our comfort zone.
I can get behind that. All right, ready for the final statement?
Yes, I am. Let's do it. Things are generally good or bad with no middle ground. That seems pretty limiting, doesn't it?
Incredibly limiting.
It's like we're reducing the complexity of life down to these two simple categories.
Exactly. And psychologically speaking, it fuels negativity bias.
Negativity bias.
That tendency to focus on the negative and overlook the positive.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely been guilty of that.
We all have.
But the spiritual Sikh, they would say this kind of thinking prevents us from seeing the interconnectedness of all things, right?
Absolutely. It's like we're missing the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Because what might seem bad on the surface could actually hold the seeds of growth and transformation.
Interesting. Okay, so we've explored all six statements of this duality personality test. How do we actually score ourselves?
So just think back to each statement.
Okay.
And mentally check off the ones that really resonated with you.
Mm-hmm.
The more statements you resonated with, the more duality might be influencing your perspective.
Oh, okay.
But remember, it's not about judgment.
Okay.
It's about awareness.
Because awareness is the first step to transformation.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, are you ready to dive into what those transformations might look like?
I'm ready if you are. Let's do it.
I'm curious about that statement, the one about happiness and sadness.
Yeah.
Like, they can't exist together, you know. That one really got me thinking.
It's so easy to fall into that trap, right?
Yeah.
Like, we have to choose one or the other.
Right, exactly.
But the spiritual Sikh, they have a different perspective on that.
Okay.
They talk about the dance of light and shadow.
Oh, I've heard them mention that.
Yeah, it's this beautiful metaphor for how both light and darkness are essential parts of the human experience.
Okay.
It's not about denying or suppressing certain emotions,
right,
but recognizing that they're all part of the tapestry, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. So what if, like, a lot of those statements resonated with me. Does that mean I'm, like, destined to be stuck in this duality forever?
Not at all.
Okay, good.
That's the beauty of the spiritual Sikh. They offer tools and practices to help us shift those patterns.
Okay, so it's not a life sentence.
Definitely not. Awareness is the first step.
Right, right.
And then comes the conscious effort to move beyond those limitations.
Okay, so, like, what does that actually look like?
Yeah.
You know, practically speaking, how do we actually move beyond dualistic thinking in our everyday lives?
So, The spiritual Sikh emphasizes a few key practices.
Okay.
One of them is cultivating this both hand mindset.
Both hand.
Instead of seeing things as either, you know,
okay,
good or bad, right or wrong,
mm-hmm,
we start to embrace the possibility that both can be true at the same time.
Okay, so it's about expanding our perspective, seeing things from multiple angles.
Exactly. It's about recognizing the complexity of life.
Yeah, yeah.
And not trying to force everything into these neat little categories.
Right, right.
So instead of fighting against what we perceive as negative,
mm-hmm,
we can look for ways to integrate it, to find the hidden potential within the challenge.
It's like we're turning those challenges into opportunities for growth.
Exactly. Remember how the spiritual Sikh talks about finding the lesson in every experience?
Yeah, I remember that.
It's a powerful concept.
Yeah.
It's not about labeling things as good or bad,
mm-hmm,
but about recognizing the opportunity for learning and growth in every situation.
Okay, so it's about shifting our mindset.
Absolutely. And you know, it's like we're equipping ourselves with a more flexible way of responding to life's ups and downs.
I like that. So we're not just reacting, we're responding.
Exactly. We're choosing how we want to engage with the world.
And that choice, that's where our power lies.
Absolutely. The spiritual Sikh, they encourage us to view life as a dance.
A dance.
This constant flow of opposing forces that ultimately create balance and harmony.
Okay, I'm starting to see how this all ties together.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, speaking of balance, that statement about life being a constant battle.
Yeah.
It reminded me of something else the spiritual Sikh talks about.
Mm-hmm.
Surrender.
Yeah, surrender.
Yeah, the ultimate act of letting go of control.
I know it's important, but it's so hard.
It's a challenging concept for a lot of us,
yeah,
because we're so conditioned to believe that we have to control everything.
Right, like if we don't control it, it's going to fall apart.
Exactly. But surrender is essential for transcending duality.
Okay, I'm listening.
When we surrender, we're essentially acknowledging that we don't have all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
That there's a greater force at play.
It's about trusting, right?
Yes. Trusting the process, trusting the universe, trusting that we're being guided, even when we can't see where we're going.
That can be scary, though.
It can be, but it can also be incredibly liberating.
Oh, so?
Because when we let go of that need to control everything,
mm-hmm,
we open ourselves up to a whole new world of possibilities.
So surrender isn't about giving up.
Not at all.
Yeah.
It's about aligning ourselves with a greater power.
Okay, that makes sense. You know, that statement about there always being a clear right answer.
Yeah.
It also got me thinking about how the spiritual Sikh seems to really emphasize the importance of questioning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like exploring different perspectives.
Yeah, yeah.
And holding space for multiple truths.
Absolutely. They talk about the limitations of the mind.
Right.
And how our logical, rational minds can actually prevent us from accessing deeper truths.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of getting stuck in those mental loops,
mm-hmm,
we're encouraged to tap into our intuition, our inner knowing.
So it's about trusting our gut feelings.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even when they don't make logical sense.
It's about going beyond the mind.
Exactly. The spiritual Sikh, they challenge us to step outside of our comfort zones,
mm-hmm,
to embrace the unknown, to trust that there's more to life than meets the eye.
I love that. It's like we're being invited on an adventure, a journey of self-discovery.
And that journey, it's a lifelong process.
Okay.
It's not about finding all the answers right away.
Mm-hmm.
It's about cultivating a deeper awareness of ourselves and the world around us.
So patience is key.
Absolutely. And compassion, both for ourselves and others.
Yeah, I can see how that's important.
Because it's easy to get frustrated when things don't go as planned.
Right, right.
But the spiritual Sikh reminds us that we're all on a journey,
mm-hmm,
and we all have our own unique path to follow.
Okay, this has been so insightful.
It's been a great conversation.
But I have to admit, it can feel a bit overwhelming at times.
I understand.
Like, where do we even begin to put all of this into practice?
That's a great question. And the spiritual Sikh, they offer some really practical tools and techniques that we can incorporate into our daily lives.
Okay, like what?
One of the simplest yet most powerful is mindfulness.
Mindfulness. Okay.
Yeah.
We hear that word everywhere these days.
It's become a bit of a buzzword.
It has, yeah.
But it's for good reason.
Okay.
Because it's a really powerful practice.
Okay, so how does mindfulness specifically relate to all of this, to transcending duality?
So mindfulness, as the spiritual Sikh describes it,
mm-hmm,
it's about cultivating a state of present moment awareness.
Okay.
Without judgment.
Without judgment.
It's about observing our thoughts, emotions, and sensations as they arise,
mm-hmm,
without getting swept away by them.
So instead of getting caught in those dualistic thought patterns.
Yes. Like the good versus bad, the right versus wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
We're creating space to simply observe them
yeah.
without attaching to them.
And that detachment, that's what's key.
Exactly. Because yeah. it allows us to see those thoughts for what they are. Just thoughts.
Okay.
Not necessarily truths. It's like we're stepping back from the movie screen of our minds
mm-hmm.
and becoming the observer rather than getting lost in the plot.
Okay, I like that analogy.
And from that place of observation,
yeah.
we have more freedom to choose how we want to respond.
So we can choose to question those thoughts.
Exactly.
Or reframe them.
Mm-hmm.
Or just let them go altogether.
Exactly. And as we practice mindfulness,
yeah.
we become more aware of those automatic dualistic thought patterns.
Okay.
And we start to develop the ability to choose a more expansive perspective.
So mindfulness is like a muscle.
It is. A mental muscle that we can strengthen with practice.
Okay, that makes sense. So we've got mindfulness. What other practical tools does the spiritual Sikh offer for, like, moving beyond duality?
Another powerful practice is gratitude.
Gratitude.
Yeah. Right. When we focus on what we're grateful for, it shifts our attention away from negativity and judgment.
Which are often rooted in duality.
Exactly.
Okay.
And, you know, the spiritual Sikh talks about the law of attraction.
Oh, yeah, the law of attraction.
Yeah, when we cultivate an attitude of gratitude, we're aligning ourselves with a higher vibration.
Okay.
Which attracts more positivity and abundance into our lives.
So gratitude is not just about feeling good. It's about creating a more positive reality for ourselves.
Exactly. And it's something we can practice every day.
Okay, like how?
We can keep a gratitude journal. Or just take a few moments each day to appreciate the simple things.
Or express our gratitude to others.
Yes, that's a big one.
I love that. Gratitude is such a simple yet powerful practice.
It really is.
Are there any other tools we can add to our, like, duality-busting toolkit?
Absolutely. Compassion is another essential ingredient.
Compassion.
Yeah. The spiritual Sikh emphasizes the importance of cultivating compassion, both for ourselves and others.
Okay.
Because when we're stuck in dualistic thinking, it's easy to fall into judgment and criticism.
Right, like we're constantly comparing ourselves to others.
Exactly. And that creates a sense of separation.
Yeah.
But compassion helps us to bridge those divides.
Okay.
It's about recognizing our shared humanity, our interconnectedness, and extending kindness and understanding to ourselves and those around us.
And that includes extending compassion to people who hold beliefs that are different from our own, right?
Absolutely. The spiritual Sikh, they talk about seeing the divine in everyone.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's about recognizing that we're all on our own unique journey.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have our own blind spots and limitations. Mm-hmm.
It's about meeting people where they're at.
Exactly. And accepting them for who they are, even if we don't agree with them.
So compassion is about embracing the complexity of human experience.
It is. And it's a powerful antidote to duality.
Okay. I'm getting that. So we've got mindfulness, gratitude, and compassion.
Those are some powerful tools.
They are. Any other gems of wisdom to share before we wrap up?
Absolutely. Here's one more practice that the spiritual Sikh recommends. Spending time in nature.
Oh, nature.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's the ultimate teacher.
It is.
Nature has this amazing way of softening our edges, helping us to see the bigger picture.
Yeah.
And reminding us that we're part of something much greater than ourselves.
It's like all our worries just melt away.
They do. It's amazing how grounding nature can be.
Yeah. It's like we're reconnecting with our true essence.
Exactly. And you know, when we immerse ourselves in that natural flow, we can't help but feel a sense of peace and expansion.
It's like we're coming home to ourselves.
Yes. And that's a beautiful thing.
This has been such an insightful deep dive.
It has. I've really enjoyed our conversation.
I feel like I have a whole new set of tools and perspectives to navigate the complexities of life.
Me too. And remember, this is an ongoing journey.
Right.
The spiritual Sikh encourages us to be patient with ourselves.
Okay.
To celebrate our progress.
Mm-hmm.
And to keep exploring those practices that help us to transcend the limitations of duality.
And embrace a more expansive way of being.
Exactly. It's about evolving our consciousness.
Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom.
It's been my pleasure.
This has been incredibly enlightening.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about how the spiritual Sikh views duality, you know, and all the tools they offer to move past those limiting thought patterns.
Right.
But I'm thinking about those who might have resonated with a lot of the statements in that personality test? Like, yep. Where do they go from here?
That's when the real journey begins. The spiritual seek isn't just about understanding duality. It's about transforming it. Remember, it's not about judgment.
Right.
It's about using that awareness to shift your perspective.
So those statements in the test, they're not meant to label us. They're more like showing us where we might be getting stuck.
Exactly. Like that first one, questioning everything is wrong behavior.
Yeah.
If that one resonated, it might show a deep fear of uncertainty.
Mm.
And the spiritual seek would say that fear is often coming from a dualistic worldview.
So if we really believed in interconnectedness and a higher purpose,
yeah,
we'd be more open to questioning, to exploring, to trusting that the answers will come.
Exactly. And questioning isn't about rebelling. It's about seeking a deeper truth.
Okay.
It's about having a beginner's mind, like a child seeing the world for the first time.
The beginner's mind. I love that. It's like hitting refresh on our perceptions.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Challenging those old beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And choosing to see ourselves in the world in a whole new way.
So it's not just a one-time thing. The spiritual seek is about constantly transforming.
Absolutely. It's a journey, not a destination.
So true.
Mm-hmm.
For anyone listening who's ready for that journey, what's the most important thing to remember?
From the spiritual seek's perspective,
yeah,
it's this. You are not your thoughts. You are not your beliefs.
Okay.
You are the awareness that observes them. Mm. And from that awareness, you have the power to choose.
To choose a different way of thinking, a more compassionate way of being.
Yes. And as you make those choices, as you practice mindfulness, gratitude, compassion,
yeah,
you'll start to experience a shift in your perception.
Okay.
The world will start to reflect back the unity and wholeness you're creating inside.
It's like stepping into a whole new reality.
And in that reality, anything is possible.
I love that. This has been such an eye-opening deep dive. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And to everyone listening, thank you for joining us on this exploration of duality and the spiritual seek. We hope you've gained some valuable insights to take with you on your own journey. Until next time, keep seeking, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.